And it must have been a bit of a shock to leave when you...
Yeah, come back to Rio. I went back to Chatham, and that's reality.
I went to Germany.
Yeah, so I went on the staff at Chatham teaching.
I did my first 9 years in the army outside of UK.
Yeah, you were lucky. Mine was all sparking.
And you must have had very fond memories then.
Yeah, but I
stayed with you.
I have a son to remind me every time I see him.
Okay.
He's 50 now.
Okay.
And he went down with Norman's lot, TA.
Yes.
He's in a TA with me and a specialist team. Yes, he went out also on a visit. Just my best mate was a clerk who worked out there, and his son and mine, some great mates here. So he went out for a holiday, and he loved it. But you know, it's
and just before we finish up, we had a contribution from Bernard.
Yeah.
Some of the bits he's got in there have slight inaccuracies.
Yeah, I mean.
Looking at it from the outside.
On the power station as well?
Yeah, but before me.
Okay.
Yeah, he was before.
Did you overlap at all?
No.
Okay.
He was there when I arrived. He was there.
Was he?
I remember him in the unit when I arrived.
Oh, well, my memory's fading.
You came out the same time.
April
60.
Me.
Yeah, I was April.
But...
But very much did the same job as you.
Yes, yeah. And our first time I met Spike was in 3-2 Armoured Engineers. He was Provo Corporal. The right swine. That's Jeff.
So have you been, when you left, came back to Chatham, have you been out to Gibraltar
just
since?
Just the once, just a visit.
And when was that?
Oh, God knows. Late 90s, I suppose.
Okay.
It was a mess. I didn't like it. It was awful.
And that was basically a little bit run down and
very run down.
Yeah.
I mean, we actually were with my in-laws, and we did Marbella, Estepona, Portmanus, and we did a trip down just to look at Gib.
Did you say you lived out there?
Yeah, I lived in Spain, Alicante,
okay,
for 3 years.
How did you find that?
Great.
Lots of sun and...
Very cold in winter.
Yeah.
Extremely cold in winter.
And
Gibraltar, of course, it always brings its ugly head up when the Spanish have problems.
Yes.
And a Spanish friend of mine, a very good man, he said to me, you know, it's not yours. I said, well, you've got suit of media, that's different. I said, well, you know, who saved Spain? From who? I said, from the French. We kicked them out. Franco didn't teach Spanish history like that. That wasn't allowed. You couldn't mention Napoleonic Wars, anything like that. It wasn't in their history books. Because he thought that we took it off them, off the Spanish, and we haven't. We took it off the Moors.
Yes. I take it you still have very fond memories from the time you were there.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I said my wife and I have decided we're going back next year after speaking to Norman.
Okay.
We're going to have a look at it.
Okay.
I would enjoy it, possibly. But a lot of the people I know there will have it.
And any outstanding little story that would top it all?
Except my sapper being a gigolo. But no, otherwise, no, it's... I'm trying to think. Except the aeroplane incident, of course. Oh, yeah, there was one small problem which could have caused an international problem. We used to fire on the ranges out to sea by the end of the airfield.
Was that North Front?
Yes.
Okay.
And I had a young captain, McLennan, I was a member in Scots Blue. And there was a couple of Spanish fishing boats, you know, the rowing boats. And we fired a couple of shots in the air and nothing happened. So he said, put one in the water. So I did. Well, wide. He said, give me that sterling. He snipped off between his two fishing boats and see them boats move. Thank God, if it had been found out, they'd been hell to play. It had caused ructions. But he didn't give a damn.
But that was a traditional thing in the evening. The boats used to come out and then go up opposite Ketland Bay.
Yeah, well, this was during the daytime.
Mm.
And it was a dangerous spot, you know. In fact, we had to stop firing every time a plane came in.
Good.
Yeah. Back and forward, yeah. In fact, when I was there, I attended an incident. One of the RAF fuel tankers was down the bottom, and a chap was on top dipping his tank and got a ricochet.
Oh, God.
And his ribs, he was lucky, it didn't kill him. But we had to get him to hospital. Too sweet.
Yeah.
But also there was a generator on top of the rock where the control centre was. And that used to, if there's a power failure, there's a switch, it was held in magnetically, and it used to drop. Batteries would kick the engine going and get the control system for the airfield back on net straight away.
I was going to ask when you had...
It dropped straight through.
I was going to ask when you were up in the incident when you had that blackout, wasn't there an emergency reserve?
This one was the one to keep the control at the airport working.
Okay.
The RAF side of it, signals.
Did that click in when you...
Straight away.
Yeah.
Because it was the actual main brake was held in magnetically. As soon as the power failed, of course, it dropped. And she'd kick batteries in, and so we used to start it once a month anyway to make sure it was A-okay. And the other thing was, we had a power station earth, which is a main earthing cable from the Gibraltar Calpe power station along a tunnel down across the face of the north face of Gib, down, and massive earth rods connecting there. And my A&MO said, go and check the earth, will you? We're not happy. They'd only built a block of flats on it. The contracts would have found out, we didn't know what it was, so we just dug it up. So we've been running without an earth for about 6 months. Unfortunately, the Navy dockyard had an earth that sort of the city power people, but
it was the flats. Problem we had with it. It was theft, wasn't it?
Was what, sorry?
Theft.
Theft.
Yeah, there had a lot of problem in the dockyard with Spanish fishermen coming in and connecting up the cable. It was a big cable store, and they would come in, hook up a cable, and just turtle off out towards
Just ocean, drag it off.
Dragging it off.
Wow.
And then we lost a 3.5 yard dumper over the
Oh yes, Bonavista.
Over the cliff, and we were operating out of Dudley Waterway, and just opposite Governor's Cottage Camp.
That's right.
We had a tip that we used to tip straight into the sea there, and the operator came down, and there was a block there to stop it rolling over. But the whole thing sort of moved too far. He jumped off, and his 3.5 yard dumper finished up in the sea. This was a Friday.
Yeah. Monday, so gone.
We thought, oh well. Get in touch with the Navy, get a diver down, and we'll hook it out. They said, well, they couldn't do anything until Monday afternoon. When they got round there Monday afternoon, the only thing that was left was the bucket. All the engine, the chassis, the wheels,
gone.
Everything else was gone.
Just amazing. Yeah.
They'd nick anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was fun.
Yes. Steve, thank you very much for that.
Okay.
Thank you.